Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Toe Meets Leather podcast. I'm Logan. I'm here today with Tommy, Andrew, and Nigel, and our special guest, Tim. How are y'all doing today, guys? They're doing great. I can tell just by the silence in their eyes. Let's see. Oh, so we're here today to predict the week four game outcomes. Tim's here specifically for one game in particular. We will be touching on it later. Tim, we've had you on before. Clemson grad, still working at the Home Depot with Tommy, I believe.
I am.
Okay. Well, y'all have got a lot of excitement this year. I mean, Deshaun Watson kind of struggled those first couple of games, but after South Carolina State, y'all got to be feeling good, pretty good.
Yeah, you know, they said the preseason is over now, so we're ready to lay some rubber on Georgia Tech.
Yeah, now the warm-up is officially over, so now you go back into the second warm-up. We'll see how it turns out. We'll talk about that a little bit later. This week is pretty SEC-heavy, so we're going to get two SEC games out of the way pretty fast, starting with UGA at Ole Miss. Ole Miss obviously gave Bama a run for their money last week, whereas UGA has really struggled, I think, overall. It's hard to say that they're looking good. Still, they're ranked in the top 25, so I guess everybody's expecting big things out of them for one reason or another. Andrew, I'll start with you. Who do you have in this matchup, UGA or Ole Miss?
I think Ole Miss wins it. I think Jacob Eason going into his first big road game at Vaught-Hemingway is really going to be out of his depth. You know, Georgia, they beat Missouri even though they turned the ball over five times, which to me just shows that Missouri wasn't able to capitalize on those turnovers. The Georgia offensive line hasn't looked very good since the North Carolina game, and especially in pass protection, they didn't look great. And Ole Miss is a really talented team on defense. I think Chad Kelly's going to come in and he's going to throw the ball around a lot. And I just don't think Georgia's got the horses yet to compete with a team like Ole Miss. I don't think it's too much of a blowout, but I'm not sure if the game's ever really in doubt after the first quarter.
Okay. Well, Nigel, do you think Gurley can take account for those horses that Georgia's missing?
Yeah, no, pretty much agree with everything Andrew says. I don't think Georgia opens up his playbook enough to really allow them to keep up with the scoring offense that Ole Miss is going to trot out there, and I agree that Ole Miss is going to get this game.
Why did I say Gurley? I meant Chubb. My bad. Anyway, let's see. So we got two for Ole Miss. Tim, are you going to take Georgia's side?
No, I'm going to go with Ole Miss here. I think Georgia will fall apart on special teams. That's what I see happening.
Okay, all the way down the line. Well, I mean, the rest of us are Georgia Tech fans, so I'm not expecting a lot for Georgia's side. Tommy, are you going to surprise us?
No, I think Jacob Eason gets the taste what turf fields like against these land sharks, so not going to be a good game for him.
Nice train sound effects you got there for how Ole Miss is going to be running all over Georgia.
It's not train sound effects. It's a real train.
Believe it or not, I'm going to pick Ole Miss. I think it's pretty apparent why I think this. Georgia just has not looked good this year. There's still a possibility, but it would require a lot of turnovers by Ole Miss, and I don't see that happening. All right, so it's unanimous. Let's see how we'll feel about the next one. I would be really boring if we all picked the same team. Now we're looking at Arkansas and Texas A&M. So, as Andrew pointed out, Texas A&M's quarterback put up some pretty ridiculous stats that kind of went under the radar just because of how insane Lamar Jackson's game against FSU was last week. But that said, they've clearly got a very strong offense. Arkansas surprised everybody a couple of weeks ago by beating TCU. So these are two teams that are both kind of on the rise and are looking to make their stamp in the SEC West before they have to hit the wall that is Alabama, potentially LSU, you know. So, Tommy, I'm going to bounce it back to you this time around. Who do you have in this matchup, Arkansas or Texas A&M?
I picked Texas A&M last week. I'm going to pick them again this week. I think they've answered a lot of questions. I think Arkansas is not going to be able to run the ball like they want to, and I think Texas A&M comes out with a win, And Katy Perry's future husband, second husband, Trevor Knight, gets the job done again.
Why is he marrying Katy Perry? Did I miss something on this?
Yeah, last year on game day, when Katy Perry was picking, she was saying he was hot.
Oh, I thought maybe like online the secret was out that he had like a huge dick or something. I don't know. All right. Going off the dick talk. Andrew, who do you have in this matchup?
I think it's A&M. I think Kevin Sumlin's really built this team well. It's definitely a coach for his job kind of year. Trevor Knight's been a great addition. Their offense is firing on all cylinders. Very balanced, 530 yards a game. You know, I don't think Arkansas is there. I don't think, like Tommy was saying, they're going to be able to run the ball the way they want to, and Austin Allen's going to have to try to win it. And I just don't think that's really what they want to do, and it's going to get them out of their comfort level.
Oh, setting up to everybody picking one team again. Nigel, you were pretty high on Arkansas in your stock report. So you're going against Texas A&M. Could go to overtime. What are your thoughts?
I'm actually going to pick Arkansas on this one. You know, Texas A&M prides itself on moving the ball really fast. I don't think I think if they don't get the pass completions that they need to on every down, that it's actually going to come back to bite them. If you look at their third down efficiency, Texas A&M was 2-for-15 against Auburn and 4-for-15 against UCLA. So if you're not getting those third down completions and turning them into first downs, then what's going to end up happening is you're going to give the ball back to Arkansas. Arkansas's key is shortening that game down and whittling down that margin of error. So I think Arkansas is going to actually sneak in there and get a win here.
All right, Tim, this might be a little far west to be in your wheelhouse, but who do you have, the Hogs or the Aggies?
You know, Texas A&M, Texas at night, 9 o'clock game, A&M all the way.
All right. Tim is confident. I'm actually going to side with Nigel on this one, just because when I'm in doubt, I go with my gut, and my gut is full of pork. So I got to go with the Hogs on this one. I believe they go full hog. And personally, because of their past record, I talked about this last week, 5 overtime games in the past 3 years, 2 of those to Texas A&M, both of those are losses. I think they're going to rectify that. This game is going to go to overtime, and Arkansas is finally going to win one in overtime against Texas A&M. Streaks have to end sometime, as Nigel has once said. All right, staying in the state of Texas, we've got Oklahoma State at Baylor. Baylor is the last undefeated Big 12 team to, certainly my surprise, I want to believe the surprise of everyone. Oklahoma State, meanwhile, perhaps made the best of that home field advantage and their huge, luxurious locker room to defeat Pittsburgh last week, bounce back from the embarrassing CMU loss. This is the road that the Big 12 has to take now. Baylor's kind of got to ride their chances, since they're the last undefeated in that conference. Nigel, I will start with you this time. Are we expecting Baylor to come out on top, or will the Big 12's hopes officially come crashing down with an Oklahoma State win?
This is going to be a crazy track meet. We know Baylor can score. I don't know how good defensively Baylor is. I just haven't seen enough to make me think that they're going to be able to stop the ball. It's honestly a toss-up in my mind. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State on this one just because I just want something interesting, and we'll see what the Big 12 – I mean, they'll continue to reel here if Baylor loses to Oklahoma State. And so I'm going to pick Oklahoma – I'm going to pick the Cowboys on this one.
Why do you have a clothes hanger?
I have to hang up some clothes here in just a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're honest. All right. Tim, I'll let you get on the action early. Oklahoma State, Baylor.
I like Baylor in this one, actually. I think it's going to be a shootout. There's no doubt about that. But Baylor's going to win. I mean, I don't think they're going to cover the 8.5-point spread, but there'll be a lot of touchdowns, that's for sure.
All right. Tommy, you're up.
I actually think that Baylor's going to win just because I think Oklahoma State is going to go 6-6 with a win and loss alternating all season. I also think that since week one they had officiating interference and week two they had weather interference, I think it's time for fans. So I predict some sort of delay to the game from a fan rushing the field.
Potential nudity. Patrick Stewart approves.
I said nothing about close. I just said a fan was going to rush the field.
Is this going to be like last week where you're just going to pick all the same games as our guest?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Oh, keep listening. This is the exciting stuff that y'all tuned in for. Andrew, go.
I think it's Baylor. I think they really rallied around Jim Grobe and that staff. I think that the game's really going to come down to defense, and I think Baylor can attempt to play defense. I think Oklahoma State has absolutely no ability to play defense. I also think Baylor is a much more balanced team offensively. They can run the ball fairly well, and Oklahoma State has absolutely no ability to run the ball.
All right. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State, and there is no logical reason behind that. It is purely because I cannot bring myself to have faith in Baylor. And also, I just refuse to cheer for Baylor after all their off-the-field issues. So anyway, I'm going to say Oklahoma State. Also, I really want to see the Big 12 drown. I got a lot of reasons why I don't want Baylor to win this game. Anyway, moving on. Wisconsin at Michigan State. Wisconsin came out, shocked the world, beat LSU early in the season. Haven't really heard much from them since, but they're still doing quite well, still ranked in the top 25. And then Michigan State, who last week went in to Notre Dame and beat down Football Jesus. So we got two strong teams, Big 10. Anyway, look, Andrew, save me from my tongue-tiedness.
I think Michigan State wins it. Wisconsin's in the middle of an in-season quarterback battle between Bart Houston and Alex Hornibrook. They were terrible last week on offense against a really bad Georgia State team, and they're going to play a Michigan State team that prides itself on their defense, has done a great job defensively. And you know, I mean, Wisconsin's pretty talented defensive too, so I don't see a high-scoring game. But I think Michigan State's just better all around, and it's in East Lansing.
All right. Yeah, I mean, home field advantage can't be understated here. Nigel.
I'm going to have to agree with Andrew again on this one. I think Michigan State comes in here and gets this win. You know, they showed up big time against Notre Dame, so it's not going to just be their defense. It's going to be their offense as well. They have their identity. They've shown it again and again, and I think Michigan State's going to put themselves definitely in the driver's seat in the Big Ten East.
All right, fair enough. Tim, who do you got?
I actually picked Wisconsin this one. I think noon game, they sneak in there with an early lead and take it home, actually.
They have come out with some miraculous wins, although I don't know if you would count the one against Georgia State as being miraculous. Tommy.
Well, I think three games gives them a little bit of an advantage playing three games so far, so we'll see.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I think Michigan State wins this one. I think that after Alabama absolutely shamed them New Year's of last year, Michigan State wants to be undefeated this year in the year of 2016, and they're out for blood. I also think that you have Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State as the top three teams in the Big Ten, and I think the drop-off after those three is fairly significant. As far as the overall talent and cohesiveness of the team. So I think Michigan, I don't think it's honestly that close of a game, even if the score is close. I think Michigan State controls the game throughout.
Yeah. I'm going to side with all the co-hosts and say Michigan State. I just, after their performance last week, their defense is so strong, I just don't see Wisconsin, who struggle against a Georgia State defense, keep in mind, I don't see them being able to challenge them, especially away on the road at Michigan State. It's going to be a tough one. All right. Now we're into everyone's personal games. I hope you've all put a lot of thought into it. Tommy, I can tell from the look on your face that you are clearly focused and you have a strong decision in mind. Who do you got in your personal game?
I'm going to go with the Georgia Southern versus Western Michigan game. Both teams undefeated, coming in off wins that are a little bit noteworthy. I mean, Georgia Southern beating Southern Alabama 24-9 after they beat Mississippi State is definitely something you can hang your hat on. And getting by Louisiana Monroe was a big game for them. Louisiana Monroe may be the most improved team this year. And then Western Michigan with two wins over Big Ten teams. I don't care that it's Northwestern and Illinois. It's two P5 wins in the first 3 weeks. And with this pick, I'm going to go with Row the Boat. The spread on this is 7 points in favor of Western Michigan, and I think they cover it as well. So I'm not just picking Western Michigan. Pick them by more than a touchdown.
And we'll keep in mind, Western Michigan was embarrassed last year at Georgia Southern, so they will be out for vengeance in this game. I'm looking forward to it. This would be.
If you don't just walk into Kalamazoo, you row.
I'm pretty sure you do just walk into Kalamazoo. I've been there. But you have to, when you leave, you will have a blood alcohol content well over 0.8. Anyway, Tim, who is your private game? Why don't you share with us?
You know, I was looking here. Excuse me. I think I'm going to take Wagner over Boston College. I think Boston College is a disgrace to the ACC, and I don't see it getting any better.
Wow. Tim, oh my gosh. That's a pretty bold pick. What made you choose Wagner of all teams? Is it just your disappointment in Boston College, or do you see something in Wagner?
No, you know, I don't even know where Wagner is. That's how bad it is.
You just have so little faith. Okay, I see how it is. All right. Nigel, who's your personal matchup?
I feel so bad. I feel like we're all picking these games that we know we can get because we're trying to stack our record, and Tim's out here, I mean, just going for broke. I'm actually choosing Central Michigan over Virginia. I think they're going to end up beating Virginia, getting their second win over a Power 5 conference opponent here this season. They hung with Oklahoma State. You know, we could talk about how they got the win, how it came to it, but they definitely hung in the game. Virginia has little to no identity. They have been just steamrolled in every game. They're 0-3, and then they're going to be 0-4. It's going to be a long, long year in Charlottesville, and Central Michigan is going to just add to the hurt.
All right. Andrew, you tell us about how easy your game pick is.
Well, it's very easy in my mind because I feel that Boise State is going to roll into Corvallis, Oregon, beat the Oregon State Beavers, and take an early 2-0 lead in the Pac-12 North. You know, I think we're going to see a lot more of the why in God's name did Gary Anderson leave Wisconsin to go to Oregon State train. You know, Brett Rippon has been a great young quarterback for Boise State. I think it really sets up for what I absolutely want to happen, which is an undefeated Boise State against an undefeated San Diego State for the Mountain West Championship game.
Don't they play each other on November 4th?
I don't think they do.
I think they do at 10:15 p.m. at San Jose State.
San Diego State, not San Jose State.
San Diego State, homie.
Oh, my bad.
Aztecs, not Spartans.
I can see how you could get the two confused. Where is San Jose?
California.
Oh, what else? What else do you need to know, really? Okay, fair enough. I've actually got two, because I guess, yeah, I thought my first one was too easy, but I'll go ahead and get this out of the way, as Nigel pointed out. So I got LSU is going on the road to Auburn, and LSU is currently a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going to say they cover that. I think they'll win by a touchdown. So I've definitely got LSU over Auburn. I just don't think Auburn's that good, and that has nothing to do with my bias as an Alabama fan whatsoever. My next pick I am slightly less confident in because it's the crap bowl of the East. We're looking at South Carolina going on the road to Kentucky. Kentucky's favored by 2 points. So that means that if it wasn't at home, South Carolina would be favored by a point. I don't know what to make of this game because both these teams are quite honestly god awful. I can't see Kentucky winning this game, especially after how badly they got beat by Florida 2 weeks ago. I'm going to have to go with South Carolina, and that'll put them at their 3-win roof. So after this game, South Carolina will lose every other game that they play this year. Sorry to tell you that, South Carolina. All right. Now we do have one last personal pick that we all have to touch on, and that's the whole reason why we brought Tim on the show. We got Clemson going on the road on Thursday night to Georgia Tech. Now, Georgia Tech has been known to pull some surprises on Thursday night, and Clemson has struggled a lot with Tech in the past, but last year that was certainly not the case. Deshaun Watson is just a beast, and Georgia Tech has really struggled on defense. So logic states that you should put faith in the Tigers. But will we go with logic or fanaticism tonight? Andrew, what are your thoughts?
I think Tech might keep it close for a quarter, possibly a half, if Clemson comes out and makes mistakes. But, I mean, the only way I can see Tech winning the game is if it's a shootout, and I just think the Clemson defense is too talented to allow that to happen. You know, I'm not really sold Georgia Tech defensively. Yeah, they've had some all right games against – really bad offensive team, so it'd be interesting to see whether the high-flying Clemson offense can come in and do. You know, I think if Clemson gets the turnover bug, Tech might have a chance, but I don't see it really being that close of a game.
I like how you keep trying to, like, you know, maybe we have a chance if stuff happens, but I don't really know. Nigel, are you as pessimistic as Andrew is?
I want to see it. That's the thing. I've been making a lot of picks based on before this week. I've been making picks on who I want to win, not as much as who I think will win. You know, I don't think Clemson's as good as they showed against South Carolina State. I think it looks good for right now. It always, 13 years is a long time. And since we played every year, I think this is a lot of losses in Atlanta. I'm going to go with Tech on this one. Call it a homer pick. Call it what you want it. We haven't had a good game yet, so if we maybe have a good game and Clemson continues to be as wary as they've been against FBS opponents, I think that we can sneak a win out of this game.
All right. Tommy, before I get to Tim, why don't you tell me which side are you falling on here?
I'm going with the Jackets. I think that Clemson streak goes to 0-6 in Atlanta. Thursday night games are always wild. It doesn't matter who Georgia Tech plays. They could play a D2 school or they could play a top 5 team, and the game will still come down to less than a touchdown score difference, and it'll come down to the last 2 minutes of the game anyway. I think Tech always gets a big win at home every year. I think this is the big win. You know, even last year with only 3 wins, one of those was upsetting Florida State. So I think it's Clemson's turn this year.
All right, Tim, I have a sneaking suspicion on who you're going to pick in this game. How well thought out have you made this?
So I just heard Nigel trying to convince himself of a win, and Tommy at least tried to pull up some stats. But ultimately, I mean, as long as it's less than 4 turnovers for Clemson, it's game over. I hope to be in the car and heading back to Tyrone by halftime is the plan. So I'm going to go with Clemson on this one.
I can't blame you. The stats are certainly in their favor. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jackets. I was really hoping I would be the only one, to be quite honest, because that would have at least been a surprise. But, no, I think the Jackets have this weird way of bucking expectations, as silly as it sounds. And, like, their win against FSU, no one saw that coming, especially after their performance early in the year. And I think this is the kind of game where the Jackets could really come out and surprise some people. The offense isn't bad. It just comes down to what can the defense do for you. And the defense looked okay against Vanderbilt. Granted, that's a totally different machine than when you're looking at Clemson. It'll be interesting to see. I think Georgia Tech will win it possibly on some crazy BS, whether it be an interception or a field goal or a kick return. I feel like one of those is going to get mixed in there somehow. And then, yeah, we'll immediately follow that up by going on the road and losing to Miami. Or is Miami coming here? I forgot. Is Miami coming to Georgia Tech?
Yes, because the ACC wanted Mark Richt's first road conference game to be in Atlanta against the Jackets.
Yeah, so we're going to beat Clemson and then immediately lose to Miami. That's my prediction. All right, going on.
Hey, it won't be immediate. There's a long delay. I mean, it's Thursday. We got a whole, 9 days of rest.
See, that's the other thing. Clemson normally has to play this short Thursday. After playing a difficult team after last week, I think the D is ready for your offense, and as long as they hold on to the ball, I don't think it lasts that long.
Well, that depends. Do you consider Vanderbilt a difficult team? I mean, you beat them pretty badly. Yeah. Also, how long did y'all keep your first team in against that game? In that game, I'm not actually sure.
I don't think it was on TV, so I don't really know. I know everybody played, so.
Yeah, I mean, fair point. So, I mean, first team didn't maybe not gotten a lot of practice, but we'll see. All right. And Tim immediately loses interest in the rest of the podcast, but we're moving on. The marquee matchup that we're looking at this week, maybe not for us, but for the rest of the country, it's going to be an SEC showdown. Florida going on the road to Tennessee. Tennessee has kind of fallen off from their preseason expectations. They're just barely hanging in there. Florida has been a lot more dominant, but as Nigel pointed out earlier on the podcast, their quarterback is going to be out for, at least 2 weeks, but probably longer than that. So you're looking at two teams that are trying to stake their claim in the SEC East and be the dominant team. Because Lord knows they don't want Georgia to beat them after their early performances. So this is going to be probably one of the big matchups as the beginning of the SEC season kicks off interconference. So, Tommy, who do you have, Florida or Tennessee?
Tennessee has been playing with fire all season outside of the Virginia Tech game. So I think it catches up to them and Florida wins. I'm excited to see a bunch of crying fans in Neyland Stadium this weekend.
All right, Tim, I'll get it to you early. Tennessee or Florida?
So I've got Florida here. I think what you're going to see is a three-way tie. Florida beats Tennessee, Tennessee beats Georgia, and then College Game Day goes down to see the biggest cocktail party, and Florida beats Georgia. Or Georgia beats Florida, excuse me. So that's what I'm thinking.
See, before you were just cheering for your team. Now you're actually trying to piss off a bunch of Georgia Tech fans. I feel the dicketry going on here right now. Nigel. Tim's not even gonna respond. Nigel, who do you got? UF or Tennessee?
I agree with a lot what Tommy says. Tennessee seems to play to the level of their opponent a lot. I'm going to go with Florida in this one. I think they're going to get enough turnovers from Tennessee. I haven't seen enough from Joshua Dobbs to say that he has fixed kind of like the big mechanical issues and the big decision-making problems he's had all season so far. I think that Florida sneaks out a win here and gets the party started on Tim's three-way tie at the top of the SEC East.
So let me get this straight. Even though you're selling the stocks on Florida in your stock market, you're going to buy them to win against Tennessee. I see what you're doing.
It's called a protective put. It's where you think so if they do lose, you're protected.
I think you're just trying to throw off the market. You're like, oh, yeah, no, Florida's terrible, and you're just buying it all up while nobody's looking. I see how it is. No.
Nigel's all about team chaos.
Basically.
All right, Andrew, Florida, Tennessee, three-way tie.
So Florida's won the past two games, 10-9 and 28-27. They've also won 12 straight, which is really insane. You know, Florida has better numbers statistically. Now, they obviously haven't played the same level of competition that Tennessee has. You know, you're going to have a backup quarterback. It's looking more likely it's going to be Austin Appleby, the Purdue transfer. So I really think the question is going to be, do we get the Appleby at Purdue where he was awful, or does he have the same turnaround that Danny Etling has had at LSU where he's in a better program, surrounded by more weapons, and is able to be successful and push the ball around? You know, I think Florida wins it, but that's just because I don't trust Tennessee after watching them this year. You know, they tend to make some mistakes. They tend to create some issues. They're a 7-point favorite, which, I mean, even if they – I mean, I don't think they cover. I think Florida beats them, but I think it's another crazy game where Tennessee misses a field goal, gets a field goal blocked, or something crazy happens for Florida to win close again.
Yeah, so we did talk in our preseason about Tennessee's one of those teams, like Georgia. It's not about how good they are, because we know they're good. It's about where are they going to slip up this year. So is Florida that team where they fall apart? Or are they going to do it farther down the line? I'm going to go against my Alabama instincts. No, I'm not. I'm going to go with UF. I can't bring myself to pick Tennessee. I just don't – Tennessee's not that – God, now I'm fighting with myself. Okay. Final decision. I'm going to pick Tennessee. I think I've made up my mind. Tennessee looked really good in their one game against a decent opponent who was Virginia Tech. So I'm going to have faith. They show up. They play against the talent level of their opponent. If they think it's a good team, they're going to play really hard. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, say Tennessee wins that game, and then somehow they'll screw up against Georgia, lose a game to Missouri, and probably lose against Alabama, and then they'll be second in the SEC East. And that's exactly what's going to happen. All right. Any more thoughts before we move on?
I got one. So there's one other game that I think will be interesting to watch, and that's Pittsburgh-UNC. Definitely one to watch there. Both teams 2-1, fighting for the Coastal. One of those games that I think's a potential for determining the ACC Coastal this year. UNC is heavily favored based off ESPN's FPI, but only a one touchdown favorite. It'll be interesting to see what happens when James Connor and Elijah Hood go head to head.
All right. Well, really quick, Tim, since you're kind of dropping out, give us your pick really quick. Pitt or UNC?
UNC.
All right. Fair enough. Tim, it was a pleasure having you. We're sorry you couldn't connect a little better, but as always, it's fun having you on.
Thanks, guys.
Tommy, Pitt, UNC, you brought it up. Who you got?
I think Pitt gets it done. I think they're pissed off about Oklahoma State, and I think they come out and they win this one.
All right. Andrew, can you give us a logical reason for why you're picking UNC?
I like to believe that not wanting to sleep on the couch or in the guest bedroom is a very logical reason for picking UNC. You know, I actually think, you know, Carolina is a great offense, and it's definitely a change up from what Pitt had to play last week against Oklahoma State. yeah, they're going to want to run the ball more. And I think that's going to be the interesting thing is who's able to run the ball and really establish what they want to do on offense in this game. But yeah, I mean, I see North Carolina can win it. You know, Pitt's talented, but, you know, this will be a much more balanced game plan than what they faced in Oklahoma.
All right, Nigel.
Ooh, this is a little bit of hard work. I'm going to go with UNC here. I think, you know, I think I'm going to go with Andrew. So when I visit, I don't have to sleep on the guest bedroom or the couch. but no, I
where else are you planning on sleeping? Our bed's not that big.
I mean, I'm so big you can sleep on top of me. It's okay.
You can keep us warm in the winter.
We'll call it bunk beds.
Yeah, when I come, I'm using Nigel as my mattress. But no, you're picking UNC. Is there a reason or breathe, Nigel? Are you going to be?
No, I just think offensively, Pitt, you know, Pitt's been doing pretty well, but, you know, they've gotten kind of lucky. I think UNC, you know, UNC's defense, you know, can take some steps forward here. Gene Chizik is not a bad defensive coordinator. Obviously, they weren't able to stop the run against Georgia, you know, but I think that they will be able to keep themselves in the mix and UNC can make enough plays to get the win.
All right. I'm also going to take UNC, and I guess you could say it's partially because I don't want to sleep on the couch, but really, I think UNC at home is a hard game to win against. I think Pitt, say what you will about Pitt, I think they're pretty talented. The running game is very potent, but I think UNC is going to have a defense like that which they have not seen so far this year. And those fans are very strong in that stadium. I think UNC is going to come out on top, but it will not be a runaway game. It'll for sure. I think it'll be a lot closer than people will give it credit for. All right, Andrew, is it Army related in some form or fashion?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. Go
away. Go ahead.
So I just want to leave the world with what is probably the greatest football coach in the history of football. When asked a question about player injuries, Bill Belichick responded, he goes, "I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor. They don't call plays, and I don't do surgeries. I think we've got a great thing going on here."
I would like to see Bill Belichick try to conduct a surgery. That would be fun to see.
The question is, would they allow him to do it in a cutoff hoodie?
I feel like that's the deal breaker in this situation.
Oh, they're not paying them enough to do that then. Well, anyway, as always, thank you all for listening to us. It's a pleasure making ass of ourselves for you. If you have any questions, send us an email at toemeatleather@gmail.com and feel free to read some of our posts at toemeatsleather.net. Until next week, have a good one. Bye-bye.